Following a Freedom of Information Act request from Sudbury.com, Public Health Sudbury and Districts has finally released the details of the employment contract for the region's incoming Medical Officer of Health. Today also happens to be Dr. Mustafa Herjee's first day on the job. Sudbury.com had first requested details of Herjee's employment contract in December 2023, but was refused the information. The filing of the Freedom of Information request was filed on January 5 after Public Health refused to share the information freely. The document Sudbury.com received included little redaction. The only information redacted were signatures of those involved in accepting the contract. The document shows Dr. Herjee's annual base salary will be $242,000, which is less than what Herjee earned in 2022, his last known yearly pay period reported by the Ontario Sunshine List. This base salary could be subject to annual increases for non-union employees, as approved by the board. However, based on Herjee's experience being greater than 4 years, the Board of Health said it would apply an annual top-up pay of around $67,000 that covers the difference between the base salary and the Ministry of Health Policy Framework salary of $309,928. Sutcliffe's annual salary in 2022, the most recent pay period showing in the Sunshine List, was reported at $365,157. Along with salary details, Herjee's contract document also showed that Herjee is entitled to various group health benefits as well as relocation costs for 2 trips to and from Sudbury for personal expenses. There is also a one-time moving allowance of $15,000. The health unit will also pay professional fees related to various organizations such as the College of Physicians and Surgeons of Ontario and the Ontario Medical Association, 1 year of executive coaching to support Herjee in the CEO role, as well as an additional $5,000 allowance for courses and professional development opportunities. The contract also allows for 4 weeks of vacation in the first calendar year, and 5 weeks of vacation in years after that. Then, after 5 years, 10 years and 24 years of active service, there will be one additional week of vacation added, to a maximum of 8 weeks. The contract also allows for 10 days off per year in lieu of overtime work. Lieu days cannot be carried over year to year without approval from the board. The contract also outlines termination details. Herjee may terminate his employment by providing 3 months of written notice. The Board of Health can choose to terminate the MO upon accrual of outstanding compensation with one of two options. With the first 4 years of employment, the board may choose to terminate employment with a 6-month compensation payout. After 4 years of employment, the board may choose to terminate employment with a payout of 6 weeks of compensation for each year of service, from a minimum of 8 months of compensation to a maximum of 24 months of compensation. The contract also noted that Herjee would be free to terminate employment at his discretion and receive pay entitlements for either the first 4 years, or 4 years and more, if there was a restructuring that came about as the result of a merger with the Algoma Health Unit, or any other health unit. This follows a move by the Ontario Ministry of Health in recent months to encourage health units to amalgamate. Other details of the contract include the need to provide an automobile for work as well as maintaining a good driving record. Mileage will be paid according to the latest Canada Revenue Agency automobile allowance rates. Herjee will also be expected to provide proof of vaccinations and compliance for vaccines against preventable diseases. Vaccines are a cornerstone of public health, and their use has significantly contributed to the prevention and control of infectious diseases in Canada and internationally, said the contract. Len Gillis covers healthcare and mining for Sudbury.com.